Sa Gallipoli, madaling araw na 25 ng Abril, taong 1915. Ang unang hukbo ng Anzac ay may 4 oras nang nakalapag. Mataas na ang bilang ng mga namatay. Ang Australianong Kapitan Charles Lear at ang kanyang mga tauhan ay kakalapag pa lamang sa Anzac Cove. Hinaharap ang naunang hukbo ng mga Australiano, inilipat ng Turkish Captain Halis Bey ang kanyang mga tauhan sa posisyon sa Third Ridge malapit sa Lone Pine. Sa pagtatapos ng araw, si Captain Charles Lear ay patay na, tinamaan mula sa panghuling matinding labanan sa mga pwersang Ottoman. Ang Turkong Kapitan Halis Bey ay buhay, ngunit 3 beses na nabaril ng mga Australianong sniper. Mahigit 100 taon ang makalipas, tinunton ng mamamahayag ng SBS na si Ismael Kayan ang mga pamilya ng 2 kalalakihan na matapang na nakipaglaban sa isa't isa sa araw na yon ng Anzac at nakipag-usap sa mga kaanak o apo sa Turkey at Australia. Narito ang ulat sa ating wika.
We started to climb. When we got very close to the summit of Mortar Ridge, we saw blond people at a close range, silently and stealthily approaching us.
Ang mga tala-arawan o diary ng 20-taong gulang na Second Lieutenant Mutship Kemelyari ng Hukbong Ottoman ay naglalarawan kung ano ang nangyari sa araw na yon. Itinakdang mamuno matapos na masugatan si Halis Bey, si Mutship Kemelyari ay inutusan patungo sa mabatong bahagi sa ibabaw ng Anzac Cove na tinawag ng mga Australiano bilang Mortar Ridge.
There were lots of them. They were endless. My eyes opened wide.
Nais din ng mga Australiano ang Mortar Ridge. Ang mga tauhan ni Charles Lear at ng pwersang Turko sa ilalim ni Halis Bey ay nasa isang sagupaan. Sinabi ng retired brigadier at may akda Chris Roberts, ang labanan para sa Mortar Ridge ay matindi.
Lear's company advanced over Pluggies Plateau and down into Monash Valley. And they moved up Monash Valley until they reached the fork in the valley and just at the foot of Pope's Hill. And as they came up onto Mortar Ridge and reached the crest of it, they came across some Turkish soldiers and a firefight erupted. Now those Turkish soldiers were elements of the 3rd Battalion of the 27th Regiment under Captain Halas.
Bago pa man makarating ng Mortar Ridge, maraming tauhan na ang nawala kay Charles Lear. Sa kanyang mga gunita, nabanggit ng 26-taong gulang na Tenyente Robert Cowie mula Wollongong kung paanong kakaunting tauhan lamang ang natira.
Captain Lear brought up the men who extended our line towards Baby 700. I asked him for covering fire while No. 9 platoon raced the Turks for possession of Mortar Ridge, but the request was not granted.
Sa panig ng mga Turko, ang mga tauhan ni Halis Bey ay gumagawa ng kanilang sariling mga posisyon ng pagtatanggol sa Mortar Ridge sa ilalim ng pamumuno ni Mutship Kemelyari.
There were 2 companies closest. I was very excited. My heart was pumping. At that moment, my trumpeter couldn't cope with the excitement and suddenly aimed his rifle at them. I grabbed the barrel and stopped him from firing. With this move, I saved a person that he could easily have killed. I had a more brutal surprise in store for them.
Idinagdag ni Tenyente Cowie ang Australianong pananaw.
The Turks finally occupied Mortar Ridge and commenced a deadly fire upon us. From there as well, from the east of Baby 700, many of our men were killed. The wounded, as well as some others towards Baby 700, commenced retiring. Captain Lear ordered them back to the line, but the majority retired.
The battle was tense and started to affect our side. As the time passed, there was more and more horror. The battalion commander, Captain Halis Bey from Usak, arrived.
At the end of an hour's fighting, Captain Lear was shot through the neck and chest and died almost immediately. While in command, Lear had displayed the utmost disregard for his own safety and shown the greatest coolness. He was a fine example to his men.
Sa pagkakakuha ng kalamangan, iniutos ni Halis Bey kay Mutship Kemelyari na huwag magbigay ng patlang sa pangakong magpapadala siya ng dagdag na tulong sa lalong madaling panahon. Si Mutship Kemelyari ay humingi ng dagdag na mga sandata at naghintay.
There was no sign of reinforcements, but the enemy was moving. Our infantry fire didn't fill our ears anymore. I could see in their eyes that deafening our position wouldn't take us anywhere but disaster. What could I do? There was no decision I could make. And a miracle happened. The very moment we sensed movements to our right side behind us, it was the 57th Regiment. The English who had surrounded us were retreating to a lower position without watching their back. When we crossed the wide ridge we had fought upon for hours, we saw that the enemy had paid a hefty price for this battle. Hundreds of English sons were lying on our homeland soil, with their eyes shut forever, wrapped in blood clothes. Their shaved faces were likable, which made us feel not only vengefulness, but also mercy.
Si Charles Lear ay nakahiga kasama ng mga ito. Iniwan ni Halis Bay ang unahan at ginamot para sa 3 tama ng baril mula sa labanan. Naiwan sa Gallipoli hanggang sa matapos na mailikas sa mga Anzac, sa kinalaunan siya ay naging koronel at commander ng 27th Regiment, nagretiro noong taong 1925 matapos ang Turkish War of Independence. Siya ay naging isang civil engineer at itinayo ang unang sementadong kalsada ng Turkey. Mahusay sa 4 na wika, si Halis Bey ay mahilig sa pagsusulat, pagpipinta at pagguhit ng mga mapa. Isinali niya ang The Paris Commune sa wikang Turkish at kasalukuyan niyang isinasalin ang Herodotus nang siya ay mamatay sa sakit na pneumonia noong taong 1933. Ang kanyang Turkong apo ay si Serdar Ataksor.
Halis Bey spoke French well. He studied French when he was in his last year of primary school. In his memoir, he wrote that women in the neighborhood teased him, his mom that her son would become an infidel.
Sa paglipas ng mga taon, inilathala ng kanya pamilya ang kanya mga isinulat, nagsagawa ng mga eksibisyon sa kanyang mga iniwang pamana, gumawa ng isang memorial library, at inialay sa kanyang alaala ang isang gubat sa Gallipoli Peninsula. Sinabi ni Philip Perham, ang kanyang lolo sa tuhod na si Charles Lear ay inaalala sa maraming mga komunidad kung saan siya nagsilbi bilang isang sundalo o isang guro.
The memorials at Watson's Bay School, Corindon School, Vaucluse Public School and Williamstown Public School, together with the astonishing bravery of Quartermaster Sergeant Dargan and Private Aubrey Farmer, bear testament to his leadership, mentoring, teaching and training abilities, and the loyalty and respect that he engendered. The influx of time does not allow the luxury of knowing why Charles Lear went to war, but I know that our family, community and country are the poorer for his loss. I do hope that his character, courage and bravery are inherited in some small way by my children and my children's children.
Sinabi naman ang apo ni Captain Halis na si Serdar Ataksor nais niyang makilala ang mga apu-apuhan ni Captain Lear.
I think I would feel he's part of myself. It would be very emotional for me. I would love Captain Lear's descendants to come here and we would visit Lear's graveyard together and commemorate him. He was a great hero too. He lost his life here. Australians and New Zealanders have become part of us. That's my feeling.
Would be of great interest to meet Serdar Ataksor. The opportunity to expand my knowledge of Charles Lear, an appreciation of Captain Bay's world, and also gain an understanding of the Gallipoli Peninsula. It is my opinion that our respective families are the poorer for the loss of great leaders like the then Captain Lear and Captain Bay.